It's officially grilling season at the Home Depot. So don't miss Memorial Day savings on grills happening now, so you can celebrate with a backyard barbecue for the whole block. Step up your grill game and serve up a feast with the Next Grill 4-Burner Gas Grill, with durability to last summer after summer. On special buy, only $199. Get ready for a whole summer of entertaining at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I had the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Hi, friends. I'm Laura Adams, and you're listening to the Money Girl Podcast. My personal mission is to help you live rich and love the journey. So I really appreciate you joining me this week. In today's show, we're going to talk about homeowners insurance and some very surprising information about what influences the rate you have to pay. This is important if you already own a home, but it's also excellent knowledge to have if you're currently renting and might become a homeowner one day. Fortunately, there are smart ways to get high-quality home insurance and still save money. In this episode, I'll cover 5 surprising facts about what affects homeowners' insurance quotes, how to save money, and how to prevent your premium from ballooning over time. To read the transcript for this show and get links to all the resources that I'll mention, visit the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. This is episode number 386, called 5 Surprising Facts and Savings Tips About Homeowners Insurance. When you buy a home, your lender will require you to have a minimum amount of homeowners insurance in order to protect what they're financing. You must be able to repair or replace the property if it gets damaged or destroyed by a covered event, such as fire, wind, or hail. But in order to protect your own interests, you should have a comprehensive homeowner's policy that goes above what a lender requires. For instance, every homeowner should have liability coverage to stay safe from a lawsuit. Plus, loss of use coverage pays when you're forced to move out while repairs are made due to a covered disaster. However, unlike with auto insurance, there's no law that says you have to purchase any amount of home insurance. So once your mortgage is paid off, you can drop coverage if you like, but I don't recommend it. When I began working as an insurance analyst and spokesperson, I got all kinds of access to interesting data. Here are 5 facts I've learned about homeowners insurance that may surprise you. Fact number 1, credit is an important factor. If you're a regular Money Girl reader or podcast listener, you probably already know that your credit history reaches its tentacles far into your financial life. Not only does it play a role in the interest rate you pay for credit accounts and whether you can rent an apartment, but it also affects your insurance premiums. A 2014 insurancequotes.com study found that if you have fair or median credit, you pay 29% more on average nationwide for home insurance than someone with excellent credit. Now, if you have poor credit, it's far worse. Your premium nearly doubles, and you'll pay 91% more than someone with excellent credit. Only a few states currently prohibit insurers from using credit when setting home insurance rates. So, in every state except California, Maryland, and Massachusetts, keeping your credit in tip-top shape will help you save a substantial amount of money on home insurance. Fact number 2. Making a claim affects your rate. Insurance is one of the only products you buy that you hope you'll never have to use. Not only is repairing damage to your home a real hassle, but you may not realize that simply making an insurance claim can cause your rate to skyrocket for years. Insurance companies have statistics showing that after making one home insurance claim, you're more likely to make a second and a third one. So the company typically adjusts the cost of your coverage to compensate for that future potential risk. Depending on where you live and the type of claim you make, such as for property damage or liability, your annual premium could increase 9% on average nationwide after making just one claim. Texas is the only state that prohibits a rate hike after making just one home insurance claim. To see how your state stacks up, check out a national map that I'll link to in the transcript for this show. You'll also find links to recent national broadcast media interviews that I've done on this topic that are up on my YouTube channel. To save money, carefully weigh whether making a claim is in your best financial interest over the long run. Only make one when it's absolutely necessary. Fact number three, a previous owner's claims can affect your rate. One of the ways different insurers track your claims history is a little-known database called the Comprehensive Loss Underwriting Exchange, which is a long name that gets shortened to your CLUE report, C-L-U-E. And I've done a previous podcast on CLUE reports and credit-based insurance scores if this is something you want to learn more about. But your CLUE report maintains all insurance claims you've made for your home and your vehicle for up to 7 years. What's interesting about claims history on a home is that even the prior owner's insurance claims made over the previous 7 years can affect the homeowner's insurance rate that you have to pay. While that might seem unfair, an insurer views a property with multiple claims as a higher risk for having more claims in the future and may charge you more. But here's something that's even more surprising to many. It's that simply talking to an insurance company or agent about specific damage to your home can result in higher rates. In most states, insurers can make a notation in your CLUE report if you simply inquire about a loss. Insurers say that the fact that you inquired about a loss is an indication that a loss occurred and makes your property riskier. They can raise your rate at renewal even if you never filed a claim or if you filed one that was denied. So be clear about whether you're making a formal claim for damage or simply inquiring about whether a type of damage is covered by your policy, and be very clear about that with the company. You can view your auto and home CLUE reports from LexisNexis for free every 12 months. Just like with your credit report, you should review it carefully and dispute any errors right away every year. Again, you'll find the link to the CLUE report in podcast number 386 on the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. Here's another tip for when you're in the market to buy a home. Always request a copy of the CLUE report from the seller so you can see what insurance claims have been made on the property. Aside from insurers and lenders, only the property owner can access a home's CLUE report, so you need to ask the owner to obtain a copy for you. Fact number four, some dog breeds are blacklisted. If you love your dog as much as I love mine, you may be surprised to know that your furry friend could cause problems with your home insurance. Since coverage typically includes liability for all members of your household, including your pets, insurers are particular about which dog breeds they'll insure. The average cost of a dog bite claim is $30,000. And they make up a third of all liability claims. Large, powerful breeds may be blacklisted altogether or cause you to pay an inflated home insurance rate. Here are some breeds most commonly excluded from coverage: Akita, Alaskan Malamute, Chow Chow, Doberman Pinscher, German Shepherd, Great Dane, Pitbull Terrier, Presa Canario, and Rottweiler. If your dog is blacklisted, consider buying a separate, inexpensive umbrella liability policy. You could get $1 million of coverage for less than about $300 per year. And fact number five, not everything is covered. While a standard homeowner's policy gives you many protections, such as coverage for the structure of your home, your personal belongings, loss of use, and liability, it doesn't cover everything. Policies often state that for something to be covered, it must be, quote, sudden and accidental. That means if you've had a leaky faucet that caused damage over many months, it probably won't be covered because you neglected proper maintenance. However, even if they are sudden, certain natural disasters are never covered and require separate insurance, such as floods from groundwater and earthquakes. Additionally, mold and sewer backups are perils that may not be covered unless you add them to a standard home policy. If you have a home business with inventory, special equipment, or customers who come into your home, that typically isn't covered and requires a separate commercial insurance policy. You'll also need a different type of policy if you turn your home into a rental or vacation property. Additionally, be aware that certain types of expensive personal belongings have coverage caps. For instance, jewelry, artwork, computer equipment, silverware, and firearms might only give you $5,000 or $10,000 of protection. Now, you can raise these capped coverage amounts to make sure that your home policy would pay out enough in the event of a loss. When it comes to homeowners insurance, there are many factors that influence how much you have to pay. So always ask your insurer about potential discounts. Also, consider increasing your out-of-pocket deductible if you have enough emergency savings to cover it, because that will reduce your annual premium. Shopping around for quotes is the best way to make sure you aren't overpaying for coverage. Use a site like insurancequotes.com, U.S. Insurance, or Exact Quotes to get free home insurance quotes. I hope the facts and tips in this episode will help you keep your home and belongings protected from loss while also saving money on a homeowner's policy. If you have a home insurance question, be sure to post it on the Money Girl Facebook page or on Twitter, where my username there is at Laura Adams, LauraAdams with no space.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily, for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double-action combo of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. It doesn't matter what job you're up against. Works, cordless power tools, and lawn equipment have the power for you to get the job done faster and easier. The PowerShare 20-volt batteries run longer on a single charge, and they can be used with other Works tools. Check out Menards' entire selection of Works cordless power tools and lawn equipment today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
If you're not already subscribed to the show, iTunes is free and so is the Stitcher app. Thanks to everyone who submitted 5-star reviews on iTunes. I had a listener ask about whether she could submit a review through Stitcher, and I found out that you can do that on the Money Girl podcast page when you're on the Stitcher desktop version, but not on the Stitcher mobile app, as far as I know. But subscribing on either platform, iTunes or Stitcher, is a really great way to make sure you get each new weekly episode as soon as it's published on the web. As always, I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life. Betterment LLC is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are offered by Betterment Securities, an SEC-registered broker-dealer and member FINRA SIPC. Investments are not FDIC-insured, have no bank guarantee, and may lose value. Investing in securities involves risks, and there's always the potential of losing money when you invest in securities. Before investing, consider your investment objectives and Betterment's charges and expenses. Not an offer, solicitation of an offer, or advice to buy or sell securities in jurisdictions where Betterment and Betterment Securities are not registered.
Hey everybody, it's Rob Lowe here. If you haven't heard, I have a podcast that's called Literally with Rob Lowe. And basically, it's conversations I've had that really make you feel like you're pulling up a chair at an intimate dinner between myself and people that I admire, like Aaron Sorkin or Tiffany Haddish, Demi Moore, Chris Pratt, Michael J. Fox. There are new episodes out every Thursday. So subscribe, please, and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Open the door to big savings with a brand new look with Larson Doors. Now at Menards. Whether you're looking for traditional, modern, or a screen door, Larson Storm Doors are perfect to enjoy the fresh spring air. They come in over 40 styles of storm doors to choose from. Check out all Larson Storm Door options in store and find more great deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.